No surprise, Jamaica saw some track and field gold, too. Yesterday, Usain Bolt won the gold medal, his third consecutive Olympic victory in the men's 100-meter race. And 24-year-old Jamaican Elaine Thompson took the women's gold. Not long after Bolt took his victory lap, NBC announcer Bob Costas made the comment that Bolt may be bigger than Jamaican music legend Bob Marley. With apologies to all you reggae fans, he said, I think that Bolt has even outdistanced Marley the way he outdistances the field. Zahra Burton is a journalist in Kingston, Jamaica. What went through your head when you heard that comparison?
You know, I didn't hear it live. My sister called me and she said, you know, this guy just said this, and what is your thought on that? I don't think so. I don't think that Usain Bolt is bigger than Bob Marley. What is your view? And, and so I said, well, you know, I would say no right now as a journalist looking on and knowing the, I guess, the magnitude of what Bob Marley has meant, not just from a musical standpoint, but also from a political standpoint here in Jamaica. I would say no at this point, but you just never know. I mean, if Bolt can do, you know, sub-19 as he's hoping to do in the 200 meters, will that happen? We don't know. But I mean, it could be definitely debatable if that ever happens.
What about the whole issue of talking about Jamaica in terms of just two people, Usain Bolt and Bob Marley?
You know what? I don't think that there's any Jamaican that has complained about being able to speak about two people in this way and identify with Jamaica accordingly. Let me say this. We are so proud of Usain Bolt. We are so proud. It has just made our weekend. I mean, if not our whole year. I mean, when I was watching the finals, I was just like, oh my God, is he going to make it? There was a blip there where I thought that maybe Gatlin was going to take it. And when he came up and ran across that finish line to the gold, I was ecstatic. And so was everybody in Jamaica. That's all people are talking about. The world boss, the big boss, you know, Jamaica to the world when he did his unique and signature pose. I mean, it was just awesome off the chain. People in the audience, the prime minister, I think, is there right there in Rio. It's just a wonderful feeling.
Usain Bolt himself is hardly shy. He's got a touch of Muhammad Ali's I'm the greatest kind of self-confidence. What do you make of his prediction that he'll upgrade his status from legend to immortal if he wins the 200-meter event on Thursday?
Boy, I think he would have to go the sub-19. It's not just about the winning at that point. I mean, no doubt about it. He is already a legend. I think everyone, not just in Jamaica, but across the world, the fact that they're able to witness this moment in our lifetimes, you hear the commentators say it all the time, they don't know if they will ever see this again in their lifetimes. And so everybody around the world is really into this race. They wanted to see what was going on. So immortal, I don't know about that. Maybe other people will think that way. But I think under sub-19, yeah, there's a possibility that he could be labeled as such by some.
And I guess I can assume that you'll be watching Usain Bolt on Thursday.
Oh, are you kidding? Of course we of course we're going to be watching. We keep watching. I mean, Jamaica, this is what we do every Olympics. I mean, this is what we do. We watch the Olympics. Tonight is the 400 meters. You know, we're getting into the heats, of course, for the 200. Elaine Thompson was fantastic. I remember being in the mall, one of the biggest malls here in Jamaica, and it was just the semifinals that we were looking at. And there was this guy beside me who was saying, you know what? I wonder if Elaine Thompson, I think she could probably outdo Shelly-Ann Fraser-Pryce, who, you know, is our golden baby. Let me say this, that Elaine Thompson certainly delivered. I mean, people were not shocked because, of course, Shelly-Ann Fraser-Pryce is going through an injury right now, toe injury. It was just a blessing to see that Jamaica, Elaine Thompson, the fact that she was able to keep it in Jamaica, the gold. Long story short is the fact that we have up-and-coming talent like Elaine to inspire athletes coming up in Jamaica. It just makes you believe that, you know what, our story is not yet fully told.
Zahra Burton is a journalist in Kingston, Jamaica. Thanks, Zahra.
Thank you.